Yeah, get a little bit
well,
longer.
I mean, like, we're all wearing glasses, we all have the same haircut, we're all
Oh, yeah.
wearing baggy t-shirts too.
Do you guys get your barber to do a razor, straight razor on your head?
No, I don't get it on my head. I get it on my neck and like my sideburns.
Okay. Yeah, he straight razors my head. It's awesome.
I don't think I would. I honestly hate whenever they try to do that. Truly, to be honest, I feel like I'm gonna get nicked every single time.
Yeah, the first couple of times, it's kind of, what's gonna happen here? But then it feels great.
But I did get these new shirts in that I'm wearing right now, and they are absolutely fire. Sorry, people, you can't really know what I'm wearing because you can't really see us,
Where are
but
they?
they're Young LA oversized tees. Dude,
Okay.
they are so nice.
So Young
Oversized tees.
LA, I see Flo makes them, and I see Jed North has some oversized as well.
Oversized tees are the goat.
Oh
Whenever
yeah.
I'm just chilling in the whenever I'm just chilling in my apartment, I always like to wear baggy ass clothes.
Yep. 2XL hoodies,
We'll see.
the 2XL gas t-shirts are great because they're ginormous
I'm not that
and I'm
big. I fit into like a size medium for them.
right.
Austin's like, I'm a 3X.
Hoodies, I do 4X is
Do
perfect.
look at
four.
this. Look at this fucking
The
guy.
two is about like it's a little snug in some, so I think I need to might go three now. But you're also like 260.
Yeah, and I also don't have shredded glutes.
How tall are you, Austin?
Wait. Okay, he has shredded glutes out all year.
That's what I'm saying, and he still
Like,
fits in a 3X. That's like insanity.
I don't understand. Like, you're 3X and you're 200, what, 20 pounds? 225 pounds?
220.
Yeah,
15 and 20.
what the hell? I'm like 185. I'm the natty bodybuilder out of everybody, just really be honest. So I shouldn't. I'm the smallest one, so.
Out of perspective, I don't know how tall either one of you, but Austin, I bet you're, are you like 5'10", 6 foot maybe?
I'm 6'1".
I knew you were taller. Okay.
Yeah.
That
So
explains the easy like 250 to 260 you could hold.
See,
Okay.
I call myself an Italian meatball because I'm 5'6" and
5'6".
185 pounds.
Okay.
I'm like, that's a thick. I'm like, that's a thick boy. And then I,
I'm right
and
between.
then
I'm
we'll touch on it,
5'9",
and then we'll
5'10".
touch on it. And Nick Walker's 5'7", and he's like 260 on stage.
He is
So
the true Italian meatball.
yeah, that's the definition of an Italian meatball. Except he's not a meatball. He is. I don't even know what to say. I guess his nickname kind of holds true. He's like a mute. He's a mutant. Literally a mutant. That near pro was his show, like from the start.
Before we get on to that, Austin, please tell me you're trying the cinnamon raisel English or cinnamon bun English
I
muffins.
have had those.
I heard they're not good.
Give me a rating. Give me a rating. I'm a foodie.
Like, do you want like a one out of 10?
Marked up to your, give me your top three Thomas English
Okay.
muffins.
That's bad. Okay, so number three, cinnamon bun.
Okay.
Number two, blueberry. Number one, cinnamon raisin.
Bingo. Your top
Second.
two are my top two. I'm OG cinnamon
Yeah.
raisin. Yeah,
I've
great.
only ever had the OGs. I've
Okay.
never had a flavored,
Blueberries are good.
I never had a flavored English muffin.
Oh, they're game
French
changers.
toast is very good.
Yes. Yeah, I've
Pumpkin
had those years
is
ago.
meh. Pumpkins, meh. It's all
I
right.
hate pumpkin. I hate pumpkin. White girl shit. I hate that shit. I'm sorry, whoever's listening to this, you're gonna get offended, but I find pumpkin stuff always smells good, but the taste never lives up to what the smell is.
I would agree.
Like
Or does
anytime I try like hazelnut coffee or like pumpkin coffee or something, it smells great, and then you taste it, does not live up to the hype.
I would agree.
So, white girl shit, get the fuck out of here.
Would you have like a pack of those today with this meal, Austin, or what?
So right now I have three post-workout. So it's either, like on my plan, it's either let me see if I get the numbers right. 315 grams of jasmine or 420 of white potato or three English muffins.
Gotcha. Man, this is tidy there. It's like, well, I can get really full off potato. I have rice.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, I always feel like English muffins, like, okay, I'm still starving after two or three.
Yeah, well, because I still have two more meals today of, I think, 210 grams of jasmine. So I'm like, let me do the English muffins now, sure, post-workout, and then so I'm not bloated the rest of the day.
Yeah.
See, I've gone from five meals down to four. Now, I'm also eating 245 grams of protein a day, but I'm like, honestly, so my meal kept getting delayed back and back, especially with work. I'm just like, I don't go to the gym till like 5. I get back. My post-workout meal is at like 7:30. I'm like, and then like my last meal would be at like 9:30, like 9:45. And I'm like, and I go to bed at 10:30 and I'm like, let's try it out. So I'm trying it out. So I'm going to try it out this week, how four meals works. We're going to see, of course, betaine and pepsin is going to be probably shoved down my throat during all four of those meals, because it's quite a lot of protein. But as we know, there's a study now that says there's no limit to how much protein you can have in a meal, which is finally great, because us bodybuilders, I'm sure you guys know, we have like 70 grams of protein a meal. it's kind of could get ridiculous. Like, It's a lot of protein, but I feel like I just burn, like when you train hard and everything, you just burn through it anyway. Like, I'm just like, I'm not full, but I wanted to see if it enhances my sleep quality. So I'm going to test out how my numbers this week on my sleep score get affected by it. I'm assuming it's probably going to better, just because it's going to, like, my gut's not going to be kind of working before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to lead to just a smoother sleep. I'm also trying to get my deep sleep number up. I always have a problem with like electronics at night. So I'm trying to, I have a nice little balcony. So I'm just going to sit out there and listen to some music to end my night for like the last hour or so of my day, like write out some thoughts, do some journaling.
That's perfect. And really, like, you know, cause we get to do a whole sleep podcast on like a routine I share with everybody, but it's really just like the last couple hours too. Like, my lights are down in the house. I don't like, just like, if my roommate's going to come home, love him to death. But sometimes he comes home, he's all pumped up. He's a loving, motivated person. But like, I'm coming down and you're just like getting off he's training for a triathlon right now. And like, he'll come back jazzed up from a run or something, or an awesome bike ride he just had. And like, tell me all these stats. And I'm just like, awesome, like I'm in the mode right now, man. But yeah, just like setting the tone and chilling before you go to bed, you know, and having that last meal, you know, 45 minutes to an hour before bed, and then just like relaxing, prepping for bed, I guess.
Yeah, so that's why I'm doing it, so I can just like fully have my last meal at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and be like kind of done, so I can go to bed at 10:30 and kind of just have, I don't have to worry about like, I don't have to worry about another meal afterwards either. It's just like, oh, it's nice. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
and you'll find you'll be able to fall asleep a lot faster if you have issues with that.
I was I passed out first night doing it last night. So we're going to try this for a week and see how it goes.
Yeah. Cause I mean, be it, we all have to get our meals in, and you know, they always push to the end of the day, but like on nights where like I've stayed up past 10 o'clock, which is very, very rare for Cody. And like, I'll finish my last meal or say around 8, like I won't go to bed till 10 or 10:30. I find like I get into that deep sleep so fast and I have an amazing sleep.
Look at this young guy over here. He's an absolute stud. He goes to bed at 10. Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm talking about you.
Me? I go to bed at 8:30.
Oh my, is that why we had to record these so early? Cause you'd like start your wind down by 6:30.
No. I guess I usually start a wind down around 7. Try to be in bed by like 8:30. You know, it takes me 2 minutes to go to sleep. Honestly, I set my podcast timer every night for 15 minutes and I always have to rewind it like at least 10 minutes. I'm just boom.
I got big news. I finally got my mattress slats. So whoever knows this, you have to put like slats underneath your frame, like in your frame to hold your bed up. And IKEA was out of them for like a month. And I finally looked because I was supposed to get a notification. They never sent the notification that they were in stock. And I was like, good thing I checked because they were in stock. So I drove to IKEA today. So I finally have my mattress on my frame. took me a month. I moved here April 17th. And it took me a month to finally get my bed in it. So I'm not sleeping on the ground anymore on my mattress. So that's good. I'm kind of hyped to see how that plays out tomorrow. I'll probably end up like falling off my bed because I was like on the ground. So we'll see how that goes.
Speaking of that, you guys ever heard of like the chili pad?
I have. I heard a lot of bodybuilders use it.
Yeah. And like Matt Vincent, he's another podcaster, owns Hate Brand Goods. Just, I don't know, look him up, listeners. But anyway, he reps them, and it's expensive. It's like $700, $800. And that's for like half the bed, I think. But you can keep your bed at a like 52, it goes up to like 110 degrees. And so you can keep it really, really cold, which is where you want to sleep. And then you can even like time it to like warm up when your alarm's going to go off. And it has a cooling pad, and it moves water through the cooling unit. And it's a pretty awesome deal, but it's very expensive. But we also spend half our lives in our bed too. So you got to think about that.
That's why you should always purchase a good mattress, people.
Oh yeah.
Any advice, like purchase a really good mattress. Unfortunately, I got the IKEA mattress just because I was moving and I kind of didn't want to wait 2 weeks to get a good mattress. So I just got one that seemed good for now. I'll get a different one like for my birthday or whatever next year. But the purple, I'm looking at the purple mattress.
Right,
that's going to be my good one. So, so how did everybody's week go? Let's start with that. You know, as if we didn't start this conversation about 15 minutes ago, how did everybody's week go? We'll start with Cody this time because Austin went last time and Austin's on a high day. So Austin's got food to eat. So we'll just let Cody talk.
I had the most different week than I've had in a long, long time. I didn't train all week.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Really?
Mark, if you're listening to this, I did it and it was awesome.
I followed the plan.
Yeah, no, it was great. You know, I got done Monday morning, first thing with push, and just, you know, I had a proposal I needed to get out of work on that estimate all week. So it was like a really good week just to hunker down and work on that, but just chilled all week, ate 4 meals a day and just let my body rest, let it recover. Came back yesterday, obviously a little depleted, a little out of the groove. So it was like the worst session I've had of 2021, but like a long, long time. Just as far as like strength and numbers, like,
yeah,
like my top set, like SSB squat was like 4 reps short. And then I just get so pissed off and in my head the entire time. Everything else is just shot. I, you know, matched the numbers on a few things. Didn't like take a PR or anything, but like still matched numbers. Today's system was a lot better as it began to fill out. Ate some good food yesterday, you know, back to training day food or whatever. But anyway, that was really my week. Just a good week to just hunker down at work, got a lot of work done, felt good about it, and nothing exciting, really.
Nothing. Isn't that what we love though? We love non-exciting weeks. Austin, what happened in
non-exciting is the best way to go. For me, nothing too crazy as well. It was my last week of classes. So we have finals next week, which is awesome. Finally get that out of the way. Training wise, everything went really well. Probably one of my better weeks in a while. It just started mentally. And it was weird because we were going into the week. Derek was running me on 5, which turned into 6 straight low days. We're trying to recomp toward the end of this little phase. And then as we go into our next little cruise, continue to recomp. And then he wants down the line in the fall for us to just blow up. So it was funny because last Saturday, he sent me the new diet with the low days. And I didn't say anything back. I never say anything back on a check-in email when someone sends the new diet. I'm like, I don't want to be like, okay, got it. And just they have an annoying email in their inbox. And it was funny. And I always did that. But then he messages me Sunday night and he's like, you good on this diet, boss? I want to make sure you're not running away from the low carbs on me. I'm like, no, we're good. We're good. So we ran that this week. Honestly, tightened up. My weight didn't go down, which is good, because I really think based on what we're doing protocol wise, everything's finally solidifying, which is nice. And then I actually took the past 2 days off. I've been dealing with a little forearm tendonitis. I think it was honestly stemmed from my shoulder, from my left shoulder being a little bit internally rotated. So like struggling to externally rotate when I go into my curling movements and try to supinate my hand. Just one of those chain reaction type things. So just trying to be smart on that. It's annoying. It's like anything elbow wrist where it's just, you can't rest it throughout the day because you're always picking things up. Oh. So the 2 days I think will do me well going into next week.
Yeah. I have a little nagging wrist injury. So I struggle to supinate wires. So doing any sort of barbell curl or any sort of bicep curl is really kind of just a pain in my ass. Whatsoever, but I kind of just pushed through it. I should probably get checked out. Mark actually asked me to get checked out. So Mark, I hope you're not listening to this at all. I hope you didn't make it this far. It's probably not funny. I should probably actually get checked out. I had my hurt at doctors. That was brutal. I could tell you that I was sitting a lot and it was painful. The first 3 days was awful trying to sleep. And then I just massage gun the shit out of it every single night. And I finally got him good. I hit leg day on Thursday, and it was phenomenal. I misjudged. So the gym got an OG pendulum squat, like the horizontal pendulum squat.
Nice.
And what is it? And I was trying to figure out the load on it because the regular horizontal press I was using, someone was using. So I was trying to figure out the load on it, and I got to like 4.5 plates, and I was like, okay, I did like my 3 rep warm up. And I was like, this feels good. And that third rep kind of felt a little, and you kind of know like when you're nearing your top weight. So I was like, okay, I'll just add a 10 on and we'll see what happens. Well, little known fact, I got into like my zone, like right going into that set, and I ended up pumping out a 30 plus rep rest pause set. I think I got like 33 reps. I kind of stopped counting after I hit like 15. I was like, my rep range, as you know, Cody, is supposed to be between like 12 to 20 reps or whatever. Marky just likes to keep it. So I like to keep my rest pauses within that rep range too. And I got to like 15 on the first go. I got to like 15 and I was still going. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to stop counting. I'm just going to go until I fail. Mm-hmm. And it was, the pump was brutal. Absolutely brutal. I tried to stand up and I couldn't stand up. That was awful. But hey, I was able to hit legs. I was kind of really happy that I was able to hit legs. What did I do? I row 120 pound dumbbell. That was fun.
Solid.
I want to get to my body weight in a dumbbell. That's a goal. 180 pound dumbbell. Yeah. No.
You need more weight.
Yeah, they have up to 200 pound. They have up to like 220 pound dumbbells at my gym. So we'll see how far it truly goes. I might switch out that movement by the time I get like up to like 150, just because it's probably going to be end up like training the movement rather than training the muscle at that point. It's like, that's where you have to kind of be careful with things. It's like when you start increasing weight, like, and you increase reps like every week, it's like, are you really training the muscle or are you training the movement? And you kind of have to find that. And a dumbbell row is pretty easy to train the movement rather than train the muscle, 100%. So had that, and I had back day today again. I got a +2 on that. So I hit it for 6 last week. I hit it for 8 today. Form will tighten up. I got to tighten up form a little bit. Having a lot of trouble with my Nautilus pull down performance. That thing, for some reason, as you try to go down on it, like I'm just getting stuck. Like I get stuck like midway through the rep and I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Maybe drop the seat. I think drop the seat lower.
Drop the seat lower?
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of how the mechanics of the machine works with the plates.
I'm assuming it gets lighter. I'm assuming it's the resistance profile, so it'll get lighter as it goes up.
It has a drop-off point. So I think if you drop it.
It does. It does have a drop-off point because I notice it, because when I get fully, because I do like force reps at the bottom. Mm-hmm. When I get my lat fully shortened like down here, there, it doesn't feel like it's anything down here.
Yeah. So if that's the case, if you feel a drop off at the absolute bottom, just knock the seat down like a notch or two. Yeah. So then you'll get that drop off like midway through the rep, and then you could just grind it through.
Cause I'm like getting here and I'm trying to come down and I'll get stuck like right here.
Yeah, that's just like a traditional lat pull down.
Yeah, it's like it's a really annoying thing. So I'm like, because I'm trying to progress and I didn't progress this today. I did an extra few force reps just because I can, but I didn't want to really, but you know, it's okay. But gym performance is at an all-time high. Weight is like going nowhere, but we continually get bigger. So it's probably still, I'm still getting a new stimulus from probably all the new machines that I've had access to in the past month. Body's just responding. I'm pretty happy. Yeah, I can't complain. I got some big news that I can't share on the podcast yet.
Oh, what's that?
What's that?
No, nah. I know this. I think I even know this, and I'm an outsider.
Oh, do you? We'll discuss.
I could be totally wrong. We could get on next week, and I'd be like, nope, that wasn't it.
We'll discuss this after the show. But I got some big news that's dealing with my coaching, and it's kind of going to be pretty big. There's a lot of things coming with it. I'm pretty excited. I added that new client, and yeah, she's killing it already. Got some guys that are, you know, like you said, you're not losing weight. It's kind of like similar to Austin's situation where they're not losing weight, but they tighten up every single week. I had a lot of guys finish their finals and you just see like, you see all the water that they're holding in their waist. Yeah. And like the week after finals, it's just like, it's like, where'd it go? It's like, oh, that was all your stress. It was like, hey, what was your BG? Oh, I dropped from like a 90 to like an 82. And yeah. I was like, there it is. I'm like, now we got the body pumping. I got one guy who's 190 pounds. He's 6'3". And I'm like, dude, I got to get you to like, he's like, I'm so afraid to put on muscle. And I'm like, dude, we got to get you to like 215, like at least 215 to fill you out. Like if you're not even going to fill you out at 6'3", like to truly be honest, like you're going to have to be like 260. Yeah. So I'm like the whole bulk gains is going to start for him. Yeah. He's pretty afraid. I'm like, it's going to suck. I'm like, we've been here, but it's time to start pushing. He's already eating like 400 grams of carbs. So I'm kind of like, this is going to get heavy real quick. I was like, your weight's going up and down, up and down. I'm like, we're going to have to figure this one out. I was like, this is going to be a fun, fun journey. And he's like, I hate you. And I was like, good. This is what you pay me for. You pay to hate me, to truly be honest. So yeah,
I was just going to say, you're talking about like weight loss there. And I was going to say it earlier when Austin, so like, when you've been recomping here, because I was kind of pulling back in a health phase and just, we pulled calories down, pulled carbohydrate down, you know, from like 700-800 down to 480. And I kept holding weight every week. And outside of this last week, I lost freaking 7 pounds just from water, inflammation, glycogen. That was nuts. Anyway, so you were holding weight. And did you have a big drop at all?
Like no, this week, I still haven't had it. Like I was expecting to have like that initial glycogen dump because I was at, I think it was 615 carbs. And then on these six low days, he dropped me to 290. Okay. So that's a pretty substantial drop that I was, again, I know we're all PED friendly, but not doctors by any means, but I'm assuming it's a PED thing. If I wasn't in the current situation that I was in, I don't think I'd be holding the tissue. Simple as that. Again, you would expect some water loss. I felt like I was excreting it though. Mm-hmm. Like I was going to the bathroom like crazy during the week. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to be down, but it just never happened. And when I saw my picks yesterday, there's probably the best picks I've taken in months. And I was like, I don't care. I don't care at all.
That's why the scale doesn't dictate things.
So I will be posting mine from Saturday.
Oh, you'll be posting yours?
No.
Oh, come on.
The funniest joke ever, my buddy Rob, we were talking yesterday and I was crying to him about, you know, the session yesterday. And I sent him last week's and then I sent him this week's. I said, I'm flat as hell. And he goes, and he just sends me a picture back of a stack of crepes. He goes, even flatter than a pancake. I was just fucking down to nothing.
I don't know what the term flat is at all anymore. I said, I'm Italian.
7 pounds down and like empty of glycogen. And
I'm like, I know what flat is though, because I went through that day where I had to skip, where I had to go leg day, and I did two off days in a row, and I dropped like three pounds. I was like, well, this sucks.
That we're chatting, I'm just gonna send you guys in the group chat, just you know what I'm talking about.
You know, like you can really, you know, I think it's because you also train really hard. Like you're gonna keep the weight that you're gonna stay. Like to truly be honest, like even you can burn through that glycogen, but if you train hard, like you kept that muscle. That's also a really good sign that you're not changing weight, but you're also like you're slimming down, because it means like you're trained hard enough to keep that muscle that's there.
Yeah. I think that even leads into, I know a lot of coaches will do this. I don't know if either of you do it with any of your clients, circumference measurements. So like, instead of just having the subjective view of what's going on with the picks, having the objective measures of your circumference. So it, like, again, all this speculation that if we did the circumference measure and okay, my waist is down like a quarter inch, but you know, my arms, my calves, my quads, everything held, then you're like, okay, makes sense. I'm losing where I should be, yet I'm maintaining where I should be as well.
Yeah. If I'm typically I could see it in, I'm getting better at seeing it though in pictures. Like, I feel like it's a learned skill to look at photos and kind of see what's going on, because you could be like, what's truly happening? And then you look at like what their stress is, and then you try to like, you look at like their hips, and then you look at like their back. You're like, do you see the same details? You're like, can I see the lower back kind of have like a little bit of water held there? Are the hips holding? Does the stomach look just as streamlined as it did the week before? It's like, you can see all these little details when you really start to understand. Yeah. And when I see someone starting to slim up and actually like they stay around the same weight, like maybe around like a 0.1 difference, I'll actually feed them up a little bit. I like think that's the perfect time, because it's like, if I see them slimming up, but their weight's just slightly up, I'm like, okay, cool. I know it's kind of like probably a little stress thing, probably mixed in with like, you know, sleep could have got it hindered a little bit, but I'm like, you look tighter, you look better. I'm like, cool, you're in the moment to feed up. I'm like, I'm good. So I always make distinctions of when I like to feed up. Like I'm very kind of peculiar on it. Like it's very based upon look, based upon like how they're feeling, based upon like their hunger levels. Like there's a ton of different things that go into it, but I'm like, hey, if you're feeling good, gym performance is going and you're getting tighter, I'm like, I'm going to push food a little bit here because it seems like your body needs it. Because if it's starting to tighten up, it means it's going to go flat soon. So right. I'd rather just kind of take the early initiative, also feed up. This is also for people though, that I've done that have come to me under eating. So there's a whole different scenario there where I've had guys eating 160 grams of carbs every day. Like, can't be doing that. Like, if you want to grow, like all these kids are like, I want to, like, they're 175 pounds or something like that. And they're like, I'm eating like 160 grams of carbs. I'm like, dog, you got to eat. I'm like, you got to actually eat.
Those are the guys that could just eat anything. Just
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, go have a free meal once a week. I'm like, go do it. I was like, go enjoy.
I can do those once a day.
Yeah. There's some guys. Well, this guy was like 100. The guy I'm talking about actually using this example, feeding up. He's like, he was 192 pounds when we started. And now he's around like 182.8 on average. And he looks completely different compared. Like you can see like his hips just, you can see everything kind of just came in, and we're not even in a fat loss phase yet. Like I do want to get to the point where I do fat loss him, but we kind of recomped really good right now. And we're going to continue to do so while raising calories a little bit. And then we're going to go into a slight deficit, kind of lose a little bit of body fat, getting down to like 100, like 75, 170 or something, get him really, really insulin sensitive and just pound, and then just start pounding the food. Mm-hmm. Like, cause you can't go with someone like, where was I going to go when he's eating like 180 grams of carbs a day? Like you can't really go anywhere, like on average doing that with a male, like you're not going to get the response you need. So now that his body has dropped 10 pounds in 12 weeks over adding in over 1,000 calories of food, like,
yeah,
it's like, there we go. Now I can work with something. Now I have something where I want to work up to it and then drop. So I'm fairly excited to see what happens with him, because he just puts in the work. like every fucking day. He's kind of crazy, but.
And you build that up. And then when it comes to actually needing to diet ever, it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be like, dude, you're
for real want to be at,
right? Dude, he's like hungry. He's hungry like every like 2.5 hours. I'm like, this is prime.
Perfect.
I was like, prime spot. You're starting to maintain your weight. I'm still feeding you up a little bit and you're maintaining the weight and it's not going anywhere, which means your body's using it. So right. I'm like, he's also on a 1 day on, 1 day off thing. So it's like, he gets like 1 day high, 1 day low, 1 day high, 1 day low. And so, gotcha. So it's kind
of
nice for him.
And I think a lot of that too is like slowly, not just go from eating 300 gram of carbohydrate to 400 to 500 right off the bat. It's like when I built mine way up to what we did, it was just like 20, 30 a week.
Yeah, that's and then it.
We'd hold 20, we'd hold maybe an extra 10.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it actually like a month. Yeah, I might do like 20 gram jump and hold for a month.
Right.
Like I wait until the
low increases. Yeah.
If people want to go and they want to like increase. And it's like, hey, if your body weight is still moving up around 0.4, 0.5 pounds a week or somewhere between that, like 0.3, 0.5, that's where I'm fairly comfortable where, hey, you're getting bigger and you're putting on muscle. Like if your BG is staying in a good range, it's not getting elevated. It's like, and you continually keep putting on weight and your lifts keep going up, you're clearly putting on muscle. So I'm like, why do I have to change anything? If your weight keeps going up and your performance keeps going up, there's no reason to change anything. Everybody like freaks out once the scale stays the same. I'm like, oh my God. And then they like drop calories. It's like, just let it hold, let it work itself. And then if you have to wait, you wait like 3 weeks and see what happens. And then, hey, especially if they're not on the timetable, like if you're in prep, there's a whole different ball game with that. But if you're like, if you're just a gen pop person, you're not in a rush to just get all the way as low as you can, as fast as you can. Like,
right.
It's like slowly go. And then when your body maintains, allow it to maintain. It's like a diet break in a way. And you let them hold that for 2 weeks. You keep it there. It's maintained. And then you drop calories again and watch what happens. It's like, boom. But I mean, I also want to shout out my client, Maddie Greeny, because she is a fucking workhorse and a half. She's almost eating as much food as some of my male guys. She's up to like 330 grams of carbs on her leg day. She just puts in the
absolute. More than me. Come on.
she just puts in the fucking work, bro. She sumo deads 315. She hit it for like 13 reps the other day. I was like, oh my God. I was like, we have to switch out this movement. she just trades really strong. Actually, we're getting hormones right. We're not even doing anything. It's like, we're not even pushing training. Like she's still 2 reps in reserve and her body weight continually average keeps going down. I'm trying to like get her to maintenance because we're trying to get her hormones right. And I'm like, well, your maintenance keeps changing every freaking week because you're still trained. It's still like, even with 3 reps in reserve, it's still hard. I'm like, your body's just responding to everything we're doing. So I'm like, you're going to have 330 grams of carbs on your leg day. And you're going to have 300 grams on your upper body days. And it's like, that's how it's going to be. And so she's like, that's a lot of food. And I'm like, yeah. I was like,
congratulations.
Welcome. I was like, welcome. You're going to earn it. Cause like, once we get hormones straight, once we get everything straight, it's kind of going to be like the other guy that I was talking about. I'm like, I'm just going to pound down. I was like, once we get the hormones right, for a while, like 6 months or so, once we get those regulated for that long, then we'll go into the fat loss phase and then we'll just dip into there. And that's going to be so easy. When you get a girl eating 330 grams of carbs, you could just take away some and it's like,
right.
You're going to get a response. So that's right. That's the purpose of feeding up. But, yeah. All right. Does anyone want to do some Shreddit? We finally got shows. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch any of the live streams. I just look at pictures.
Neither did I. And I just listened to.
I listened to Fuad.
Fuad, and I listened to Scott McNally, Nate Spear, and Andrew Berry break down on their podcast this morning. They did it last night, so I watched them break it down. Listen to them. It was a good 30-minute listen this morning.
Let's see if this comes up. Danger zone. There's nothing on my computer anyway, but get the hell out of here. How the freak do I move that? Come on. Everything loads really slowly when you do this. But we started this with the same thing, and Nick Walker was absolutely freaking peeled.
Yeah, so, I mean, the listeners that don't track with us, the New York Pro this weekend in Tampa, Florida.
In Tampa. The New York Tampa Pro.
Yeah.
Because Florida's a great state, and that's where I'm going to end it. Because the FDA took away NAC too, and I'm fairly frustrated.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had someone texting me right now about that. And I actually got word from Jason Theobald like 4 weeks ago. And I'm like, may or may not be true. But I grabbed a couple bottles off Amazon at the time. And then this week, everyone's getting their panties in a wad about it.
I didn't know this.
The cost,
and they're sponsored by Hostile. That's interesting.
Huh.
Back to the NAC thing. Now, again, this I'm going to like the dark side of the internet here.
Yeah.
Do you think it would still be available as a research chemical?
No. Huh. You can get you'll get glutathione. You can just get glutathione.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because I know Amino Asylum has the injectable glutathione.
Right.
But the point is, the point that I'm frustrated about is more so I use it for my females. For their glutathione and methylation kind of plays a big role in that and everything. And it plays a role in like the estrogen pathways and stuff. And it's like, they're not going to want to inject.
Yeah.
Glutathione. I mean, so you got to use a liposomal. So I got to find a good liposomal.
So why are they, I don't get into it.
We're not going to get into it, but let's just say it helps with a certain thing in the world. It's been proven to help fight in this thing around the world. And so
their money.
What else do you think they would take it off the market? I'm surprised they haven't taken off vitamin D yet while they're at it. I'm like, let's just make vitamin D a drug.
Let's take this away.
Like, it's just out of nowhere. And they tried to use the excuse. There was like wording. Like, did you look at why they said it? It was like in the article. Like, I remember reading this article that Jeff Sue sent me, and they were like, there was something messed with the wording of things, and I'm like, there's nothing messed up with this wording. I was like, this is such a fucking lame excuse to take this off the market. Like, it works. It's so beneficial for many different things, and it just makes us as coaches, that's the reason why I'm pissed, because it just makes us as coaches harder to go. I was actually chatting with someone, and they were like, I'm surprised they haven't rated like all these coaches that are good with functional medicine and just like thrown them in jail for something like, you know, like just for like the money's sake. You're like, let's just have people like rely on birth control and rely on other pharmaceutical drugs that don't work. Let's just throw thyroid hormone at them while we're at it. It's like, what the hell are we doing here? Honestly, like, I don't understand this country, like, to truly be honest, but I don't want to get banned off Apple Podcast shunned off Apple Podcasts.
There'll definitely be some underground NAC available. I'm sure of it. Might pay an arm and a leg for it, but hey.
Yeah. You might just have to, or you'll just have to get injectable glutathione or liposomal. But like I said,
what they're going to do with like products with it in it, you know, like all these other lipid products, you know, like Revives, HD.
They're all going to have to reformulate it.
Yeah,
they're just trying to take it out, but that's like a big that's a big thing, because then they have all this stock, it's gonna have it, and I wonder if they're just gonna do a mad sale of it, like, hey, we gotta get rid of it. everybody gets a free bottle. It's like, wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, yeah, we're gonna end that conversation there, because it could go very very far.
Oh, to the New York Pro quick. Yeah,
New York Pro. All right. Let's just say Nick Walker absolutely stole the show. I've said this 3 times now. He absolutely stole the show. This physique.
Amazing. The only thing I thought of, and let me pull it up too.
Let's see. Does this show top 10? Okay, that just shows top 10. I want to get Nick Walker's full like photos.
Is there a lineup of them all?
I think that might be it. Let's see.
Is this it?
Him next to
This ain't it either. What the hell? Just give me Nick Walker photos, please.
Did you guys see, not to really jump to a conclusion or something we'll probably talk about within this.
Like, look at that.
Gaston's legs, though. Holy smokes.
Yeah, but he didn't come in condition.
Yeah, exactly.
When you have legs that big, I feel like it's a problem. Like Rami showed it's possible, like at the Olympia, but like you have to nail it. It's like if you don't nail it, it's not happening. Every single time like Rami came in, it was because his quads and everything weren't as like separated as it could be, or he didn't come in conditioned. Like he also had to face Ramadan, which doesn't help at all.
I wonder if his lack of detail was due to all the stress. And then he's also in a short eating window. He's a lot of stress. His sleep isn't normal.
Well, I don't think he was in a short eating window. I think he was on Fuad's podcast and he said he ate from whenever they fasted till like whenever 4:30 in the morning.
Right. Yeah. So, but I mean, you're flipping complete schedule. That could.
Maybe. Yeah. That messes up a lot of things. So what were you trying to bring up?
I think it was the,
Justin's chest is really good though too.
Hey, what were we trying to bring up, Austin?
I think it was pre-judge with Justin and Nick when they were going into the rear lat spread.
Yeah. I think
that debacle that happened.
He got it open here.
Yeah,
he got it open there. But let's see
finals.
That's finals.
I don't know if they'll have a picture of it, but I saw it.
I think it's way down there.
Is it?
Yeah, because they were posting tons of stuff.
That was insanity. I've never seen someone.
I think his thing locked up. I want to say Fuad was talking about it. I think he cramped.
That's what I was thinking. So we thinking like a diuretic thing.
Like,
there it is.
Like, why can't I don't know if it's that. I don't know, but it looks like from the side, it kind of looks like he's having a stomach issue. Like, I mean, everybody kind of has blown out stomachs when they look behind. Like, you could just have off with that.
That was still shot, so you got to think, though, too. You know what I mean? He could be transitioning.
No, this was it. That was it.
Wait, Cody, did you not see that?
Did you not see this? Did you not hear about this? Oh, he locked up. His lats wouldn't open up when he tried to do his rear lat spread at all.
Okay, now I'm with you.
So, yeah.
So like no, that is the pose.
Yeah, that's the pose. Whoop. Also, Nick's back absolutely improved a ton. Oh my God.
His taper too, comparatively.
Well, I mean, everything just looks bigger. He also just looks more in condition, but this is also because Justin in this shot couldn't get those lights open.
Huh.
But that's a big thing. If you can't, I don't get how you can't get your lights open. But that's just me. I still have Nick winning this shot too.
Oh yeah.
I honestly don't think I had Nick losing a single pose.
I don't know what shot he did lose. Only thing is like
the only thing like they all say is like his structure, Justin's structure is so nice.
Yeah. And the chest on Justin comparatively to Nick, maybe like even, no?
Like look at where his back ends. Like look where his back ends. And look where like his back ends, like the detail goes all the way down. Like it's crazy.
Go to like their with all three of them, like their hand clasp most muscular.
I think Justin's shoulders look
variations in Justin's pecs.
Yeah, but Nick.
But then you look at Nick's shot, and it's just like perfect.
Also, apparently. Photos. Apparently, photos and video just didn't do justice.
Never do.
Apparently, people said like, if you look at, like, did you see little videos, little clips of like Nick Gloff's like story or like Matt Jaetz's story, like of him on stage, like he just looks like a complete different animal compared to everybody else. Also, I think he wins this shot. This is a really good shot for Justin too.
Yeah, that's only shot I thought of that like where Justin's like holding his ground, I would say, but still Nick.
He's missing the triceps. The one thing I could say though is his triceps look a little small here.
Yeah, I agree.
But Nick's legs are just overwhelming. Front double.
Oh.
I still have Nick. Nick fixed his front double completely compared to last year.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing I think was he used to do like more of the extended spine.
Yeah, he did down on his abs. Which made his stomach, like, he has a big stomach, so it kind of just like expanded upward. I also don't like, truly be honest, I don't like Justin's way he kind of does it, like the classic kind of style. Like, I just don't like that in men's open, but that's just me.
Yeah. You're just not comparing apples to apples at that point either, you know?
Yeah, this is a shot where I might have had Justin slightly, just from a structure standpoint. Like, he just looks bigger.
Look at the detail of Nick, though. Good Lord.
Exactly. Like, you look at the quads and you're like, okay, it's game over.
Look at his forearm.
This is just. Yes. This is probably the best posterior chain in the IFBB.
He just displays it so good, too, in that pose. It's kind of from Nick's angle, though, too. But
I think I might compare his posterior chain to Rami. And Rami's got a really, really freaking good posterior chain. John Jewett impresses me a lot with his hams and glutes. We'll get into that one now. I don't know if it's just like the angle that they were taking it, but he just looks bigger. But it's probably also the angle.
Right.
I prefer the Dorian Yates type side tricep. That's just me. Yeah. I kind of like that side. I also think his stomach looks way better. His stomach kind of looks a little blown out. And then the back shots. Absolutely incredible. It was a great show. I had no clue who was going to win until I saw photos. When I saw video, looking at the video, like, this is just absolutely absurd. Like, you could see, like, he walks away with this. I actually would compare him to Hassan if Hassan was able to get into better shape.
Yeah, I would like to see Hassan's legs, if they were dialed in to the level that Nick's are. I think that would be a really, really good comparison.
I think you would beat him on the waist aspect.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Because, like, that's a close shot here. I still think Nick has a slightly tighter midsection.
Agree.
And it's just the quads that just automatically catch your eye. It seems like every pose, whether it's side, front, you just gravitate toward it.
Blessing absolutely disappointed me completely. Right. But what did I expect after looking at the Indie Pro? I was kind of we're not gonna see anything here. Let's see, do they have comparisons for this guy? For this one, Nathan Epler came out of freaking nowhere.
Well, I was going to say, I was glad to see, so 212 wise, glad to see Jewett bump up.
Jewett did good. I can't believe he got third.
At Indy, yeah.
At Indy, truly be honest. I didn't like Tonio's physique. That's just me in general. I know we're in bodybuilding and I know gyno is kind of a thing. I don't like gyno, especially if you're going to win a pro show. I think it's very unprofessional, surely to be honest. I know it happens, but it's a little unprofessional, I find. I think Jewett in the show came a little flat. I think he's still, you know, I mean, for coaching himself, absolutely incredible.
That's what he kind of dealt with a little bit last week as well, people were saying.
Yeah, like, any of you listen to when he was on Fuad's podcast?
Yeah, I try to get my information from, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. I think he did say he was going to try to push the envelope a little more with the carbs this week. The
fullness, yeah.
Yeah.
I like watching the IG story all week because he was just like every detail he explained. It was pretty cool.
And I kind of want to do his J3 University and kind of just like follow along. I follow along on his email.
100% on board with that, yeah.
Have you done it?
No, I'm trying to wait for $600 to, you know, grow on my not that it won't be worth
Just sign a client for like 6 months, bro. Come on.
like this depends on my knowledge.
Come on, my knowledge will be greatly expanded if you sign up for 6 months. This is crazy. You can't tell the craziness because it's from the side, but his hamstring drop is stupid.
Right.
Absolutely stupid.
So what did Jewett say? I'm trying to remember what he said on Thwads. So if he didn't win, was he shutting it down or
what did he post say? Today? He did a post today. He said he is shutting it down, but if he makes it on points, he's going to go. If he's very close on points, he said he might try another show. So he's going to take like a 12-week diet break kind of.
Okay.
And kind of just see how things play out. I mean, you have a third and a second place. It's a lot of points. And I think it's, what, the three people? The top three with points get in? So there's a really good chance that you probably could get in because what's the odds of someone getting like second, like at three separate shows? Like, so yeah. I think I'll get in. It'd
be like Nathan just went back to back weeks.
Yeah. Epler got, I mean, he got second and then he won. So that's crazy. I think that's crazy because he's also like his first year, like his pro debut was last week. And
right. Same with Nick. I mean,
yeah, Nick within a year, like made incredible changes. We're from like that area. I kind of really wish he trained in my gym at some point. He trained in my gym in the last year, during like the quarantine time when gyms kind of reopened a little bit, like in that late June time right. frame, he was there, and I didn't get to see him, and I kind of wanted to know because we're the same height, and I just wanted to see how I kind of stacked up against him with 100 pounds extra muscle on me or on him compared to how I would look. I would just be like, skinny child.
Huh.
But I think it was a really great show. I love it. I love what, not gonna lie, even though Blessing didn't show up great, it's great for the sport to see it like kind of have that trash talk in a way. I think it brought a lot of hype to everybody. Was kind of just like hyped to see what Nick looked like.
Right.
Not gonna lie, that shot that they posted on him on like his page like the night before, the one that Walt Whitman got of him, yeah, where he looked like a blown up, he looked like a blown up freaking balloon animal. I was like, what?
Teal shorts, was it the night before? Yeah.
And he had like the tan, and his tan wasn't on his face yet, and it was just like a white face, and like the rest of it was tan. I was like, what the hell are we in for tomorrow? I was like, this kid looks full as a house.
Yeah. And I was super scared just because I listened to him on Off Wads podcast, and like, you know how Nick is, like, I'm gonna win. What do you mean? I'm gonna win the Olympics. And like how, if you don't know him, is coming off very cocky. It is kind of, I mean, how he portrayed it, I was like, man, Nick, I just hope you stand your ground because of everything you know what I mean? Like, I was a little scared for him, but Walker walked away with it.
I hate people when they say don't be kind of cocky about it. If you walk the walk, you're allowed to be. Yeah. It's like, if you put in the work and you show up, like, you can be cocky about it. Like,
he did.
I find that's with everybody. I feel like a lot of people are very, very, they're either on that too cocky side where they like chat about doing everything and they don't walk the walk. And then there's a lot of people who walk the walk and then they're way too modest. I find you had to have a little bit of like swagger to you. Like when you're going into like prep or something like that, like, you know, everybody's all like, I'm working, like I posted yesterday, my close friends, like working in the shadows, like who the fuck cares? Like enjoy the shit. Like be kind of proud of what you're doing. Like I find people are just like very too modest about their things. And too kind of shy to kind of say like, hey, I'm confident in what I'm bringing. Like you're putting in the work. Like if you're putting in the work in silence, just do that then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say anything. I'll probably end up prepping and not have like physique updates. Like, honestly,
I would go ghost mode.
I would probably just send updates to like my close friends and be like, hey, I dropped the hammer and that's it. That's like going to be the only thing. I'm going to post that on my story one day and I'm just going to say drop the hammer with like three devil with like three purple devils, and I'm gonna be like, and everybody's gonna be like, oh my god. And I'm kind of waiting for that day, but we got a long, long time to grow, a long time to just keep road to 200. I'm trying to fill out the shirt by the time 2021 comes to an end, you know.
Not so oversized.
Filled out regular.
What's the saying? Turn top sets into back off sets. We have to say, yeah. Turn oversized into form fitting.
Yeah, turn top sets into back off sets. Turn back off sets into cardio, a la Nick Gloss. Hey,
I just thought about that. Is strength unit going to drop some new oversized? I would like to buy some of those.
I don't. Hmm.
No, you do. I know you do.
I'm trying to think what I'm allowed to say. First of all,
and that's true.
It's at the end of the podcast. They're not going to hear it this far.
Oh, yeah, no one made it this far, especially with me on. There's like, nope, not listening. I don't know if they have oversized. I know they're redoing the crew necks from the previous launch. The execution is everything.
Yeah.
They're redoing those.
Damn, I like those oversized ones.
I always wear those.
That'd be sweet going into summer.
But. Yeah.
I don't own the company.
I don't either.
Sponsor me though.
True.
Yeah. I like their refuse to quit black on black.
I mean, I've trained with the owner. Does that count?
You trained with Justin?
Yeah, I trained with Justin like once at Edge Fitness. We did legs. The old Edge.
Yeah, that sucked.
That was the first time. That was my first and only time training in a mask for six months. It's like, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, that's probably horrible.
It was brutal, especially when I was doing seated ham curl. I was doing it. My mask was under my nose because I was in my top set. And the lady was like, put up your mask in the middle of my set. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, fuck.
One thing we never had to do in Iowa. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, you know, PA is not too great.
You Easterners.
Well, I don't think Austin had to either, but that's because Danko's is actually a good gym.
Yeah, we didn't. We opened up in May, and it was like, yeah, bring it on.
No one probably cared up in Northeast PA, to truly be honest.
You know, no one cares. The only people that think they care are the people who get tough in the Facebook comment section. Those are the only people that care.
And I just lost about 30 subscriptions on my podcast.
People love going crazy in the Facebook comment section.
Thanks, Austin. I appreciate it. That's going to help the podcast grow. I guess we just chat about bullshit today. What the fuck did we even chat about? We talked about sleep schedules.
Yes, yeah, sleep. Oversized t-shirts.
Like the first half hour.
What?
Like the first half hour, I was just like chatting.
Yeah, it was like, what are we even doing with our lives?
You guys got anything going this week? Exciting?
I got a few things. I got to get my plates for my cars. Does that sound like that's an adult thing, right?
Oh, the DMV. You got to love it.
No, I don't got to go to the DMV. I got to go to the dealership, which is awesome. What is it? Podcasting. I got another guest episode I'm going on tomorrow. And then just four meals a day, eating all the food, working out, you know, legs is in the middle of the week. It's on a Wednesday. That's going to be rough for my Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then, my adductors are still feeling it. So I decreased my set on my adductors. So I did like a 2 second hold in the middle. So I got a bit less reps, used a bit less weight, but got enough stimulus on it that it felt good. But I don't think I got anything fun going on. You know, I go grocery shopping every like 2 days. What about you, Austin? Anything? I mean, you got finals, so I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it's easy. Don't worry. Not worried.
I was about to say, we're running a podcast, but he has finals. This is the most chilled out person I've ever seen ever with college finals.
I don't think I've opened a book in 2 years. I'm not kidding.
Man, I wish.
Well, I'm the idiot that pushed all my electives to my senior year. So I'm currently in a counseling class, music history, world literature. So like I'm at that point where I graduate in a week and I'm like, I just don't care.
Checked out. True.
Always be there. That was a lovely point in time. I remember when everything kind of shut down and it was my final few months of school and I was just like, every teacher was like, fuck off. And I was just like, cool. I just had to be on the computer. So I was on the computer and I was like doing like self-learning on the side while I was on the computer. I had the Zoom session on mute and I just listened to YouTube or like watch some videos and did educational opportunities while I was like in class. That was the nice part. Now that I have a full-time job, you know, it's a whole different world. It's a whole new world. People get to hear my beautiful voice sing. No, but I think that's a good wrap up. You know, it's 6 o'clock. Cody's got to go to bed soon. So night, night, baby.
Wind down starts, you know, a night light just came on my computer here. So.
I always have it on. I have my night mode on my computer and on my phone all day long. Probably shouldn't because you probably need some blue light, but
nah,
there's more than enough to go around.
I know we get plenty,
right? So I think that's good. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this one. Cool. We really talked about a bunch of nothing. Austin didn't really give his analysis on any of the bodybuilders.
Let's see. Cliff notes. As soon as I saw Nick's front double, I was like, game over. And I had you at one. I did. I thought I always tend to gravitate toward a grainier physique and sacrificing a little bit of fullness. That's just what I like to see. Maybe some people on the judging panel agreed with me, maybe not, but I had him one. But Epler, again, like you guys said, for a debut between Indy and New York, insane.
Right.
New York Pro is a big boy show. Just got to remember that. They don't take grainy end, or they take... they did because they chose Nick Walker, but they took Granny and Big. well, we're going to wrap this up, guys. As you guys know, podcast, it's already in, I didn't even intro it in, but the podcast is teamed up with Morphogen Nutrition. Use exchange code SPADA for 10% off at morphogennutrition.com. Get yourself some MorphoCom, some Hexagen, some MorphoPrime, you know, all the things. I actually don't use MorphoPrime because I have no need, but I know these two boys do.
Thermogen.
Yeah. Well, you're one of those supplement junkies. So people, if you need a supplement question, just go to Cody. use MorphoCom. Seriously. If you need a supplement, it's MorphoCom. It's the greatest thing. That or MorphoPrime.
Don't waste your money shopping elsewhere because he's gonna beat him out. He's gonna put everything in it. Boom. You're welcome, Ben.
Yeah, you're welcome. Use my code. These guys get no kickback, but use my code.
I used it this week. I actually did. Did you get a notification?
I might have. I didn't get a notification saying Austin used it, but
I actually bought a bottle of Calm.
Look at this guy. Boy. Look at this guy. He didn't use Louts. Fuck you, Derek.
Nice.
All right, guys. If you guys enjoyed this episode, definitely share it. Definitely tag us on Instagram. Hopefully you guys love this. This is Chatting with the Bros, episode number 2. Let us know what you guys want to hear from us in episode 3. Hopefully we'll just continue the thread of doing these weekly. We'll just chat shit, just figure out what we want to do. I kind of just love just talking, catching up with the guys for the week, and we just record it just for fun. Hope you guys enjoyed this new element of the Ace of Spades podcast, and have a solid Monday afternoon. All right.
Awesome.